Welcome to the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Mita Johnson and Dr. Pat. Are you curious to learn about your soul level purpose? Do you want to explore how you can move forward in your life in a way that's more in line with your purpose and values? Have you ever been told to just ignore that little voice inside? Then you are already aware of your knowing. This show is an opportunity to hear my story of uncovering my personal wisdom and to learn to do it for yourself. Be fearless in trusting your body, intuition, and inner knowing. Get ready to step into your wisdom and bring forward your authenticity. The Personal Wisdom Show starts now.
Wow, that's so beautiful to listen to. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Personal Wisdom Show. And I'm Dr. Pat. I get to really MC this show, co-host it with Mita Johnson. Today is really one of these fascinating topics. But before we go there, you should know a little bit about who she is. If you want to know about personal wisdom, first thing you want to do is go find out more about Mita. Go to personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. But if you want to hear about how she navigates the waters of personal wisdom, you're going to hear it in this show. You're going to hear about how for over 30 years, you know, she has been leading teams and a certified international coach. She is somebody that has been out there helping people navigate sometimes some very, very stormy waters. But in the end, we're all searching for that wisdom that will enable us to truly live the life that we were meant to live. So how does knowing your purpose connect to your wisdom? How does knowing that connect to your wisdom? But even more importantly, how do you know when your knowing is connecting to your wisdom? Mita, it's great to have you. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, and thank you for the kind and generous introduction. I'm delighted to be here with everybody today. You know, my business name is Personal Wisdom Coaching because that is fundamentally who I am, what I believe, and how it fits together. And the foundation for me really lies in your question, and that is knowing your soul level purpose. Every one of us comes into this world gifted with a purpose. It's always a positive purpose, and it's what helps us learn and stretch and grow into the human being that we were meant to be. And when you understand that purpose, and you understand, as we talked a little bit last time about how to connect to your body's knowing, the intersection of those two things lets you navigate this world from a place of power. You know why you're here? You're listening to a body that gives you the clues when you're moving in a healthy direction or in a direction that throws up the cautions. We always have free will and free choice. But the intersection of those two gives you a tool set that absolutely will not fail you. It's something you use in the big things, the little things, and is an innate part of you. And it makes life so much simpler when you have a navigation guide.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I was so eager to talk with you about today, as I was looking back over the notes for today, is how to take a look at purpose and why, in your words, why it's important to uncover yours, why it's important for people listening to uncover. And I love the words that you choose. You choose some of the most interesting and powerful words, because you're saying uncover yours. You're not saying find it, like it doesn't exist within you, like it's like in some crazy forest somewhere. You're really helping people tap in to that which is inside of themselves, right?
Absolutely. We are born with this purpose. It is a soul gift. However you identify the divine, that is what was embedded in us as we began this journey. And it's really about knowing.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes but just don't know how? I want to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar, fabulous book by Carl Greer. This is a memoir. It has questions that help us understand what our story's about, how to change it, and how to live a life that is so aligned with who we are. For more information to purchase the book, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
Yo, that is good stuff. Here's why. If you're lucky in life, and Mita, you're going to talk about this. If you're lucky in life, you will realize that whether your internet's wonky, your clients are wonky, who your family's wonky, you're wonky, whatever that is, it boils down to the fact that we have the freedom to choose. But if we just knew how to do it, that's what today's show's about, right, Mita? It's really what we're talking about is there are several parts of purpose that you talk with, that you coach your clients about. And you and I were just laughing a little bit because I was kind of like, I was kind of thinking to myself, I couldn't think of a word until like we had a little technical glitch. And then the word that came to mind is unstable. And I thought, well, wait a minute. That doesn't mean we're not going to continue the show. That doesn't mean we're not going to keep talking about purpose. Part of this, right, is how we present ourselves, isn't it? It's how we go about this conversation of uncovering our purpose. Take us through that, would you?
Absolutely. And yes, this has been a really unstable period for everybody. You know, anyone I connect with, we've had more technology glitches. We've had calendar screw ups. There's just something going on in the world right now. But what I've learned is it's all fixable. So we lose 30 seconds. Who cares? It's literally not the end of the world. As one of my friends says, it's not like, you know, we're saving lives here. We are in a different way, but it's not like a tragedy. And uncovering purpose is one of those ways that you can center yourself when you get to that period of instability. If it's okay, I'd like to share what mine is because people have the misconception, in my opinion, that purpose is your career, that it's how you choose to make money, that it's something, but it's richer and it's deeper than that. Mm-hmm. And mine is to be completely me, trusting my connection to source, providing invisible service as a trusted listener, creating space for all. Everybody's purpose has three components. It's why you're here as a human being. It's how you work as a human doing and how you impact others. So it's really a way to think about, how do I engage with this world? What's really relevant? What's happening? So my human being is being completely me. One of the things that I discovered when I uncovered my purpose is that I was busy putting on a mask when I worked in corporate. I created this shell and this persona that I needed to protect myself because it didn't feel okay to show up as who I truly am as a person. Mm-hmm. And it eats you alive. So by knowing that that's part of myself is to show the world, that's what empowers me to sit here and talk to you today about the things that maybe aren't comfortable for people to think about, that they have a soul purpose, that they've been here for a reason. That's kind of woo-woo scary stuff. Yeah. But yet that's what I'm called to do, is to talk about that. As I reflect back, my connection to source has provided everything I've needed in my life. When I wander away from that, I get in trouble. When I tune in and listen, it's there. So that's kind of my human being aspect. My doing aspect is that trusted listener and invisible service. I'm not a front and center girl. You don't find me at the front of the room, the crowd. I'm always in the back, connected with you and saying, what can I do for you? How can I hear you? I listen at that soul level to try to support you. And when I do those things, I create space for the people who need that engagement to show up and come in and be welcome. So that's what purpose is. It's how you can be as your whole self in the world. Mine has a lot of words. I have one client, her purpose is to dance joyfully through life. And it's, you know, she happens to be a dancer and it shows up that way. So purpose doesn't have to be this long and elaborate set of words, but it needs to reflect really what you're here for and how you recognize that and move yourself forward.
Yeah, I love the way you do this. And what it sounds like, please correct me if I'm wrong on this. We're going to go right to the half hour here. We're not going to take another break because this is so important. Being doing impact, being doing impact, BDI. I love this. You know, I was reflecting a minute. I'd love for you to comment on this. When I was younger, I was very athletic, sports, you know, state champion, table tennis player. People laugh at me, ping pong, seriously, Pat. But here's what I was known for. I was called unshakable. Now, you're losing 15-3. Mm-hmm. And people would look at me. And they said, we never knew that. We never knew. You know, we would come to your match and see the match. And until we saw the score, we wouldn't know you were losing 15-3. And I thought about that a lot because I've been watching myself recently. And I've got to get back to that place of being where when life shows up, it's not good and it's not bad. But Mita, wouldn't you agree? I think all of us in these past months, as my mama used to say, girls, you got to know when the rubber meets the road. This is my mama from the South. We never understood that. But I'm really reflecting on what you said, being, doing, and impact. It's almost as if you do this the way you describe so beautifully, the being, then the doing, you will have an impact, won't you?
Absolutely.
Wow, this is great.
Absolutely. You know, purpose statements can be short and sweet. It's like the person who dances through life with joy. You know, you might say, well, where's the impact in that? Can you imagine the energy that radiates from that person, if she is literally dancing with joy, how could she not have an impact? I mean, the world's going to smile just by how she shows up. We need smiles. We need those things. So purposes might feel small, but they're all huge, because every one of us think about the positivity that we bring when we live into that purpose and show up like our spirit and soul intended us to, and not some withdrawn, cautious, I don't know how to trust myself in the world person. Just think about the different energy you show up when you're living into your light or when you're afraid of your light.
I want to talk to you about that. When people say afraid of your light, what do you mean afraid of your light? Afraid of your light? Yeah. You know, it's a reality. I mean, there's so many quotes in The Course in Miracles, Marianne Williamson. There's, you know, there's so many quotes about how we can fearlessly jump out of a plane at 18,000 feet. You're jumping out. And honestly, there's a picture of me. My friends say, I never looked happier. You can do that, right? Yet, yet, that same person without the tools you're talking about could have fear about even opening a letter that you don't want to open, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, fear is a healthy thing. I mean, it keeps us safe, but there's a fine line between being respectful of the wisdom and the fear that your body's creating. It's telling you, slow down, make a good decision, be thoughtful, but it doesn't have to imprison you. And I think that's where a lot of us get stuck, is how do I listen to my fear? How do I uncover the message that my body's giving me? And then how do I move forward? How do I either embrace it, set it aside, or walk away? Sometimes you literally should be walking away.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because sometimes, I'm going to channel my mom again. I'm sorry. You know, sometimes you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And walking away doesn't mean that you've given up anything, right?
Absolutely.
Can you talk about that? Because in the journey of this personal wisdom and life purpose, sometimes you have to shut a door. And I know you working with clients, you have 30 years in HR. We know what it's like to be confronted with days where sometimes you hold them and sometimes you fold them, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, your experience in HR and your coaching experience and what you do, when you put that together to personal wisdom, you must be able to guide people to incredible journey points. That's what I'm excited about.
I hope so. I mean, that's really what I want to do with the people who partner with me. And one of the things that we talk about, and at least in the language that I use, Dr. Pat, is the shadow side of purpose. You know, we hear the yin and the yang, the dark and the light. Everything that's positive has its balance point. And I don't like the word negative, because that has a bad connotation in our society. But it's like the two sides of a battery. It's the poles. You need both sides. And when my clients get to the point where they've uncovered and owned and embraced their purpose words, then we start to look at how does that show up as their shadow side. And the shadow side is the part of us as humans that are not the people we want to be. It's that, you know, you remember being a mischievous kid and you knew you shouldn't do something, but you kind of did it anyway. Or, you know, you pick at your sibling and you pick at their sore spot and you know better than doing that, but we do it. Human beings aren't perfect. So part of this knowing your wisdom is when you have your purpose and you take the time to do the deep work and say, so how do I show up when I'm not living my purpose? So what's the opposite of it? And when you can see the balances of those, you start to tune into how am I engaging with someone? Am I choosing to live in purpose, or am I choosing to live in shadow? And what are the consequences of making the choice to live in the shadow side? And one of the beautiful things about being a human being is we always get to choose. You can choose to live into purpose, and you can choose to live out of.
Yeah. I love that we're talking about, see, you know what I love about this today? Okay. I love that we're talking about purpose as a powerful tool that is so attached to the freedom we have to choose and make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
How often have you heard people speak about, and myself including, where you feel like you're, look, I'm the person that created crust busting. So I know what it's like to be crusted over. I mean, I totally get what it's like to be stuck. Mm-hmm. And the greatest gift of speaking with you and doing a show like this is I get to be the student every day. I get to be the student.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, in 18 years, I have not heard people talk about the way you uncover purpose being doing an impact. That is so brilliant, because if we could master one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And master is a hard word, but let's just say if we could start up with one of them,
mm-hmm.
what are the possibilities, Nita? What are the possibilities?
You know, they're endless. They're absolutely endless, because when you know and understand that, you are wise. And wise people behave in ways that move them forward. And it opens you up to receive in a way that perhaps you didn't know before, because you know who you are. You know what you stand for. You know why you're here. Your body's talking to you. You are powerful. You don't get knocked over. You're like the willow in the wind that bends and sways and adapts, as opposed to being this rigid thing that doesn't quite know what they're here for, what they're doing, and how to navigate. So you scatter and you fall. This gives you that grounded place to adapt and to move. I kind of like that tree vision. I hadn't really thought about it before, but I really like that movement of the tree in the storm.
How strong are they? How strong are they rooted, mm-hmm. right? And have you ever really seen how powerful roots can be and the strength of a tree,
mm-hmm.
right? And taken up in a storm can withstand, like, I would look at some of the winds, it can withstand those. But when it's become unprepared, when time has gone on, when something mm-hmm. has happened, where the strength that it once had no longer exists,
mm-hmm.
it has to yield.
It does.
To the forces.
It does. One of the tools that I teach my clients is to use their place of purpose, both their physical place and their spiritual place. Because we talked last time, my purpose shows up as an energy halo. When I'm connected and engaged, I can literally feel it. Everybody I've partnered with and others who use the same methodology that I do says your place of purpose shows up somewhere in your body. So when you know, when your fingers tingle or your heart feels good or you get that warm, fuzzy spot, your body's telling you you're connected with your purpose. So when you have the language and the physical connection, you have everything you need to make a decision. So one of the things I teach my clients is a really simple little binary chart. So if you think about your purpose as your essential element, so for me, to be completely me, trusting my spirit connection, trusted listener, creating space, all those words boil down to those four concepts. When I'm faced with a decision that I'm really thinking about,
yeah.
I create a little yes, no. And wow. So it's like, okay, I'm going to make up an example. I'm thinking.
Yeah, can we do an example?
Yep.
Because this is so helpful in so many ways. Can you walk mm-hmm. us through an example, please?
I can. So recently I was invited to join a nonprofit board. It's an organization that will create some ripples in the community. And so it wasn't an easy yes or a no, because I have to think about, do I want affiliated with this? What does it do to help my business? Does it hurt me? How does it this and that? So what I do is I go to my place of purpose and my decision tools. So the question is joining this board a good decision for me? So first thing, can I be completely me if I join this board? Yes. Does it feed my connection to source? Yes, because my God asks me to show up and to support people, and this is a marginalized community, so how else can I do that? Can I be a trusted advisor and listener for this board? Yes. Does it allow space for people who maybe don't have the services? Is it creating an impact? The answer is yes. So quickly, I could check in and say, my purpose says this is in alignment. I double check that with my top three values, which is authenticity, compassion, and commitment. So is saying yes to this in alignment with those as well? For me, clearly, yes, I can be myself with this. It's authentic and it exhibits the compassion and commitment that I want to show up within the community. So in a really quick little boom, 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 I had this internal checklist that I use. And the answer was clearly, this is a good decision for me. It will be a positive impact for this organization. And it's the right time and place. I said yes to the invitation. And I invite my clients to just do a little Excel or paper and pencil and put those purpose elements there. So when you have that, you have a reference point. I've done it enough, I can do it in my head. But as you get started to have that paper and pencil, and you know, Pat, the energy of taking thought to pencil to paper, there's something powerful there as well.
Crazy. Yeah.
But it's a foolproof way to make a decision.
Oh, I love this. Okay, so here's where we're going to go, Mita. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break, because as you were, oh my gosh, my mind is a really interesting place to be sometimes. As you was going through it, I was going through a scenario. I have a couple of things that I'm really, it's on the plate for me to do. And I was going through the scenario. I had two really interesting things happen this week. One might be called the shadow side of purpose. And then the other was so absolutely the solution to this. And I'm sitting here as you were going through it, and I almost broke out in a little sweat, because I'm like, I could hear my mind jump in and say, I don't know that I'm good enough for that board. It's not even my board. It's like your point. It's like your point. But that's what I want to talk about when we come back, because I love how clean your process is. Because if you go to that first thing, the mind doesn't have an opportunity to tempt you into fear. Mm-hmm. Before we go to break, how do we find out about you? How do people work with you? All of the above.
So you can find me at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. There's a contact me form there. Just drop me a little note. We'll connect for a Zoom or a phone call, talk about what I do, which is really working with individuals to find their purpose, create their success path. And if it's a great fit, we go forward. First meeting's always an exploratory, complimentary, and there to figure out if this is the right thing for you.
Man, I love it. When we come back, what Mita's going to do is take us on this beautiful journey, beautiful, beautiful journey of the shadow side. See, shadow is a reflection of some kind, right? It doesn't mean it's a scary horror movie unless we make it that. But what happens if it does happen to show up? What do you do with it? How do you honor it? I'm not going to do this. Mita Johnson's going to take us through all of that. We'll be right back, everybody.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Look. Welcome back, everybody. I want to welcome you back to the show. I am, first of all, some days I have to pinch myself. I never imagined that I would get to have a conversation with someone that brings so much wisdom forward and is in such service of other people. And, you know, I'm talking about Mita Johnson. I'm talking about the show she does. But more than that, this is her purpose. Personal wisdom, that is what she helps us all realize, uncover, and does it in such a beautifully effective, powerful way. And, you know, what we're talking about here is this. This is the connecting the dots part, right? You know, purpose, how do you know, like, your purpose is connected to your wisdom? And then for me, if you agree with that, how do you know when it is? How do you know when it isn't? And then what the heck do you do about it? Before we talk about, like, the shadow side of purpose, I didn't even know there was one. But before we talk about that, tell people how they can work with you, because you work with people one-on-one, you work with people in groups, you're doing all sorts of things. How do people do that?
Absolutely. If you visit personalwisdomcoachingnow.com, there's a contact form there. It pops me a note. You can see a little bit about the services that I offer. We connect for a confidential one-on-one that's a discovery. It's complimentary, and it helps us really explore what you're looking for, what I offer, how we work together. And then we make a good decision for both of us from there. Would love to hear from you and have that conversation, because it's a great way to meet you, even if we never partner.
You know, it's interesting. Let's talk about the journey for a minute, because you and I both have HR experience, human resources experience, right? That was our career path.
Yes.
Not necessarily like our purpose, but correct, we both have that in common. And it's a tough job.
Yes.
It used to not be a tough job, but it's a tough job. You get to see so many different faces of humanity, right?
Yes.
My question is to you, I never thought in like a gazillion years that those skills or what I learned, even about the dark side,
mm-hmm,
would help me today.
Absolutely.
So talk about this shadow side. And honestly, I know that it was talked about by Jung, but we don't talk about the shadow side of purpose. That's got to be unique to you.
I don't know. I kind of like to start with the image of Peter Pan. You know, he's chasing his shadow. Every one of us has a shadow. If certain times of the day it's invisible because you're standing directly, but your shadow is always a part of you. And purpose is the soul level reason to be. And shadow is where I believe your humanity intersects with that soul. It's that part of us that knows we're not making the best choice. It's the part of us that chooses to behave in a way that perhaps isn't the most mature or kind or generous. And yet it's always part of us. It's that kind of nasty little thought that's in our brain that we don't really want to say out loud, or at least most of us don't say it out loud. And it's a way of also tuning into your wisdom, because when you know what's positive and moving you forward and what's less generous, I don't want to say wrong or negative, because our shadow is neither right nor wrong. It's simply just the opposite side of where we are. And so when you take the time to really dive in, for example, the entry to my purpose statement is to be completely me. My shadow side of that is when I get busy putting on all the little layers to show up in a meeting or a company or someplace and contort myself into what somebody else wants me to be. I can do it. I can survive, but I do not thrive. And yeah. So that's the shadow side of being completely me. And many of us have similar experiences like that. We know when we're kind of putting on that armor or that protection because we're not living authentically into who and where we are. So I invite my clients to really spend a long time. This isn't a fast exercise, but we look at your purpose components. And then we look at what's commonly known as the wheel of life. And it has like the 12 common areas. So how do you show up at family, your career, your spiritual? And think about how you show up in both your positive and your shadow side in all of those environments. And I invite you to write it out, because again, it's that connection. And what you do in that process is you really hone into what your body's telling you. For example, I'm the oldest. And I'm an Enneagram 1, and I know all my shadow and my purpose stuff. And my assigned role in my family as the oldest child is to be in charge, make the decisions, blah, 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 blah. I don't know that I always want to own that role, but I know that my shadow side says when I'm not wanting to be there, I'm bratty and I'm bossy and it's my way or no way. I'm always going to be the oldest child. I'm always going to be a perfectionist. I'm always going to listen. But in my family role, that shows up as being the bossy older sister instead of the compassionate friend. So by knowing that, I get to choose when my brother annoys me as to whether I'm going to show up as the bossy older sister or whether I'm going to show up as the compassionate, authentic person that says my purpose is. And we smile because that's an easy example. But that's the value in knowing that shadow. It's one more binary choice of, am I going to live in the shadow or am I going to live in the light? And how do I want the world to embrace me in that?
Yeah, I love that you brought up the Enneagram. And if people don't know what that is, they need to really go find that out, because it is so, what I love about you bringing that up and the example you used is, it is a great way for the people around you to see and understand you. And it's a great way for them to see themselves. You know, I did mine, and I think Linda and Jessica did theirs, and they both saw the types, and they said, hello, that explains everything about you, Pat. And I was just like, yeah, it does, doesn't it? But you see, aren't you talking about understanding and a little humor, right?
Yep.
In the mix. Oh, yeah. How do you face your shadow side?
I think for me, that journey was acknowledging it. Mm-hmm. because as humans, we don't want to see those sides of ourselves. You know, we all have this nice little image that we're just fine like we are. I don't need to grow. I don't need to stretch. I don't need to learn. I don't need to be any of these things. Mm-hmm. So getting comfortable enough to say, humanity means I have failures and falling downs and foibles. I'm here to learn and to grow and to become a better being. So stepping into that awareness and choosing to learn about your shadow, that's why I invite my clients to take an extended period of time to really vet out that shadows. We can all do a quick little trite answer and say they're done, but you're not really. You did an exercise, you didn't learn anything. And so when you open up and decide to learn and you take the 2 or 3 or 5 months that it takes to really think about it and acknowledge, yeah, I'm not necessarily proud of this, but it's part of who I am.
Yeah.
And now what do I do with it?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, isn't that part of, and let me just tell you really my thoughts about it. And then I'd love for you to chime in. I realized along the way later on in life that I needed to work with somebody because I just wasn't able to get through my life, the decisions I was making, how I was making them by myself. I needed to have an objective person, albeit a coach. I believe in coaches. I believe in mentors beyond anything that I can imagine. If it wasn't for the people that mentored me in my life, I didn't know that that's what they were doing. One, I don't know that I'd be alive. And two, so much wisdom, mm-hmm. so much insight. When we look at the shadow side of purpose, how important is it for us to sometimes work with somebody like you? I know for me, I don't see myself very well.
You know, coaches are not therapists because there's a very specific difference yes. between them. Therapists look backwards. Coaches help you look forward.
Exactly.
It's a simple mm-hmm. version of that. I think it is possible to do this work in isolation. But I think it is short-sighted.
Yeah.
Because we allow ourselves to delude ourselves. We don't always answer the hard questions. And by having that accountability partner that a coach brings you, my job is sometimes to simply stare at you until you admit you didn't do it right. And it's to ask those questions and to say, even if you only fill in one box over the next month, do it authentically and honestly, and let's talk about what you learned. Mm. And it's that ability to communicate it, own it, say it out loud, that gives you the space to, again, choose to grow, mm-hmm. to listen, and to learn. Again, I think all of us shy away from it. And so when you engage with somebody that you trust, A, you know that person's not going to judge you for whatever comes out of your mouth because we're not. That's not the job. But it is to really push you to be your best mm-hmm. and yeah. to be your most honest and authentic with yourself. At the end of the day, nobody else cares, but you do. And you yeah. get to be a better human being when you take the time to know yourself fully.
Yeah. I wanted to skip the break if we could, if you don't mind, because I don't want us to miss out about the connection between these three things. And please take us on the journey if you don't mind. The connection between the shadow side of purpose, when and how we choose to walk outside of that, and what the impact of your words, the energy vampire, might be. It's like mm-hmm. this little hairball. Sorry, that's really an awful description of it, but that's how it has felt for me sometimes in my life. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I knew I was walking outside of my purpose. I did know that I was around people that weren't supporting me.
Mm-hmm. My experience and my personal opinion, and there's probably lots of others out there, is that energy vampires show up in two ways. The first one we do to ourselves, which is when we choose to walk outside of that purpose. And I want to be really clear. There's nothing wrong with choosing to walk outside of purpose. There may be a very, very good reason. Maybe you're stepping out because your best friend really needs you by their side through something. It doesn't serve you, but you're going to make that choice.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that as long as you know what choice you're making. Yep. However, when you step out of that, it's hard. Your energy's fighting itself. You're giving away something that perhaps you weren't fully prepared to give away, and it drains you. It doesn't kill you necessarily, but it drains you. And so that's where you have the most influence, in my opinion, on the vampires that you create for yourself. The other set of vampires are the people who don't understand. They work at cross purpose. They take and they take and they take and they take. And we've all encountered them. Sometimes they're bosses, sometimes they're colleagues, sometimes they're family members, sometimes it's all of the above. But they're the people that it takes so much of ourselves to manage that, that we lose ourselves. So that's an external force coming in as one vampire. And then there's the internal when you choose to walk out. In my experience, when I can separate those two types of energy vampires, then I can go back to my place of purpose and find the energy draw to deal with it. So when it's a negative outside person vampire, man, they show up at the holidays, they show up at the company office party, they show up in all of those places. And you know they're going to be there because you have to go, you don't want to go. Or the uncle that's going to talk all the crazy politics at the table that's going to drive you crazy when you get together. Your body's already telling you, vampire alert, vampire alert, vampire alert. And so how do you walk into that from your place of purpose and your place of knowing? And for me, it's centering back to, I trust myself. I know my limits and I'm willing to speak up for my boundaries. And I now know how much I can give away without draining. It takes practice. It takes consciousness and an awareness of the two types of vampires. But they're there. Maybe there's more, but those are my two big ones.
And you know, what you're talking about too, is getting to know ourselves, be willing to know ourselves, get in touch with that feeling you described, right? Mm-hmm. As you, and I was totally right there about the whole family thing and walking into the holiday and, you know, blasting on the television or the entire conversation may be about political things that you don't agree with. And it's just going to be that way if I choose to show up and be there. And I know it is, right? But in this message too, I'm hearing that all of these things are opportunities for us to understand our own personal wisdom, aren't they?
They are. And it's more than just understanding, Dr. Pat, it's trusting.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We often know better.
Yeah.
But we don't believe it. Yeah. And you have to trust to believe. And that's coming back to your body wisdom is there. You know that anxiety levels up. Hello, red flag. So trust it. I know I'm going into a situation that's going to be hard. I'm accepting that choice. Now, how do I prepare myself? What can I do? What are my boundaries? How do I get my head, my heart, and my body connected so that I'm managing that experience and that energy vampire in a way that will have an impact on me, but not a severe one? Because you can't escape it. I mean, you know you're going into it.
Yeah.
But it's trusting that you know best for you and you know how to handle this and don't let anybody else sway you. Go back to being that tree. You know, your mother's going to yammer at you and make nice or this or that. Okay. What are you going to do to hear that, acknowledge it, and own what you need to be a contributor to that event, but not walk out of there angry, depleted, and worn out?
Yeah. And you know, these are all choices. That's why I love what you're talking about. I want to take a minute. I know this time goes so quickly. I want to take a minute before your personal message for today. And again, just remind people how they find out about you, how they find out about your coaching. Let's make sure they have the website and contact information, because this is the time of year, boy, where we can use a bit of help.
At the winter holiday season, between the waning sunlight, the pressures of having everything perfect, it's year end, work's busy, kids are out of school, everything is in disarray this year, and yet we're supposed to be magically happy. It's a tough time to navigate. Would be delighted to partner with you if that would be helpful. Again, personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. Send me an email from the contact site. We'll figure out the best way to connect and see what magic can unfold for yourself. What gift can you give yourself this holiday season to help you navigate and show up as your best and authentic soul level self?
Well, we've talked about so many really cool things today. I mean, everything from walking outside of your purpose. Now, I know I did that because I was in relationship with someone that had a brain aneurysm, and I had just graduated my doctoral program. And so here you are, career, you're moving over here. And oh, wait a minute. The next 18 months, it was all about caring for a person to make sure that that didn't happen again. And that is a choice. No, I didn't have to do that, but that was a choice. What you're talking about too, then, is understanding when we make these choices, what it means to be in the energy of it, the understand the impact of it. I love that you're laying this out for people in a very clear way, because see, we can do this if we just had some help. Thank you for today. I would love to know your personal message, and I can't wait till the next show.
So what I'd like people to hear today, if nothing else in our journey of conversation, is that you are a beautiful, soul-filled being who came here with a purpose, and that purpose is good. And when you can uncover and put the language to it, you have the opportunity to be the being and the doing and the impact in this world that you were created for. And with that knowledge, you own your wisdom. You have a whole wealth of information to make decisions in your life with, and it simply goes better. It's not smooth. It's not perfect. You know, I'm not offering the angels here. That's the next lifetime, but it's a way to navigate. And if you're a person who's never really thought about how they go on that journey, one of the things that I offer in my practice is simply a life purpose discovery module. If you're not a person who thinks coaching's good for you or that you really want to go there, come and see me, because we can just do some mini work around getting you that purpose and language and reinforcing these tools, because I promise you, your life will be different if you take the time to invest in yourself and at least knowing that. Mm.
I thank you so very much for everything you do. And, you know, we're going to have a continuing conversation. I love to call these progressive conversations because where we leave off today, we'll pick up in the next show, right?
Yes. Yes. And we're going to dive into that, some of that deep listening and how you know in our next show.
Oh my gosh. For all of you out there, please, this one thing I've learned is reach out, even if you don't know exactly what's heavy on your heart. Reach out to me to reach out and get yourself some relief. You deserve it. Nita Johnson, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a short break. Personal wisdom, you got it. She can help you uncover it. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Thanks for tuning into the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Mita Johnson. Join me every month for a conversation on key topics that will help you think about success, wisdom, and your time here in a new way. We are all here at this time for a reason, but by uncovering that and learning to live your life on purpose, we can truly change the energy and impacts of the world, one human being at a time. To learn more about me, visit my website at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. We all have a soul level purpose. Tune in next time to transformationtalkradio.com to discover yours.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.